Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
News Talk 1110 993 WBT. We're talking heads for you. Psycho killer. So people are objecting that are in business with the federal government saying, listen, we may have to get rid of these federal contracts because we're finding ourselves unable to keep our workers working at our company. There is such a crisis looming as a result of these vaccine mandates. There's an incredible story that took place over the weekend. Now, many people know about what's going on in New York with Bill de Blasio. He's firing all the workers in New York that don't take the vaccine. So they've put fire companies out of business. There are fire companies that have been idled because they don't have enough people to maintain readiness to respond to fires. So you have to bring in assets from other parts of town to service areas. Now, you know, you think about the density of that city, you think about how that city is laid out, and you have a fire breakout in an apartment building in Harlem over the weekend. So they call for service, they send one fire truck, but they need an engine that can pump in a strong enough increment and with the ladder that they need to service this fire. That unit is not available. It's across town that they have to go to have that engine then come over to back them up. So what ends up happening is this building is on fire. It's a multi-story building. It's on fire. And the firefighters in New York are unable to bring water into where they got to bring the water in. So the firefighters put their bunker jackets and helmets on and masks and run into the fire. They run into the fire, grab the people that are in there and pull them then back out through the fire to safety. Why? Because of the mandate. So de Blasio is going to get, you know, thousands of people killed over the course he's in office until December 31st of this year. And so he's going to end up getting a bunch of people killed. You're going to have people who are murdered on the streets because the cops are getting run out. EMTs are not able to respond and fire departments are not going to be available to respond. So people are going to die. And unfortunately, none of these politicians are going to be made to account because what they're going to say is, well, if you don't take the shot, then everybody else is going to die. Well, 40% of the eligible population are not working in this country. Some people are single family income, wives or husbands who don't work. Some are people who choose not to work, cannot work, have not yet started work, with somewhere between 125 and 161 million workers doing the jobs that the country is functioning. We have 10 million open jobs, and this government wants to make sure fewer people go to work if they don't take the vaccine that's been mandated by President Ron Klain. Ron Klain is the chief of staff, but he's really functioning as the president for all intents and purposes. This is the workforce that keeps the goods moving, the lights on, the garbage picked up, the streets safe, shelves stocked, stuff fixed, facilities, everything that makes the entire system of society function. In fact, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it. I mean, I lived in New York for a period of time in my life. I loved living in New York. I thought it was a great town to live in. If you wanted to really stick it to Bill de Blasio, the truckers should all just say, we're not bringing anything into Manhattan. No supplies, no food, nothing is going into Manhattan on trucks until Bill de Blasio resigns. And that's it. That's what they should do. You got to start getting scalps. Like, you got Andrew Cuomo. Now he faces sex charges. He'll never be held to account for killing 30,000 elderly people in the congregate living facilities. But if you want to send messages, I mean, if the truckers wanted to send messages, they ought to just put a ring around New York City and be like, we're not bringing anything into the city. Sorry, let us know how it works when you're growing crops in Central Park. I ought to do it in a number of those places. Frankly, teach them a lesson. Say, listen, you're going to make a mandate? We're making a mandate. The mandate is you don't get any food, Bill de Blasio. Sorry. It's the force of this crew or hardcore, dirty fingernail, no-nonsense workers that is pushing those federal contractor companies to contact the administration and tell them the mandate is not going to work for them. If companies have to choose between losing their ability to contract with the federal government or losing the most critical part of their workforce, the workers, they're not going to stick with Biden's mandate. Of course, there are pontificating leftists and academics without a bit of sense for what actually happens in the real world. But if 10 million people quit or are fired from working next month, let alone 50 million, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? Now, I mentioned Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban is an interesting character. Mark Cuban owns the Dallas Mavericks. Mark Cuban has come out and said, you know what, this vax mandate stuff is just not working for our business model. This is not working for us. So Mark Cuban is dumping the vax mandates for fans. A month after tussling with Clay Travis over vaccine and testing mandates, Mark Cuban and the Mavericks have pivoted away from those same mandates. Beginning November 15th, the vast majority of fans attending a Mavs game in Dallas American Airlines Center will no longer have to show proof of a negative COVID test or proof of a vaccination. Cuban treated fans to the news of the Mavs' updated health and safety protocols with a Halloween tweet Sunday evening. Predictably, Cuban's tweet found its way to the timeline of Clay Travis. Clay responded, "It's long overdue that you're seeing this company make a decision for what they believe to be right. According to the Mavericks' updated guidelines, fans seated beyond 15 feet of the court will no longer have to complete a fan health survey to enter the game beginning November the 15th. Those same fans will not have to submit proof of a negative COVID-19 test or full vaccination status within 48 hours of the game. Masks will be required for attendees ages 2 and older when not actively eating or drinking because COVID is a gentleman's virus and always refrains from interrupting while someone is enjoying popcorn and beer. Mavericks fans' first taste of freedom will happen on November the 15th when the Nuggets come in to visit the Dallas Mavericks." So what you're starting to see is a crack. You're starting to see cracks here. Bureaucratic dictums and directives are not the way to go here. This is a huge mistake. And it's one that's going to end up really costing the American economy. I mentioned this on Friday, and it's important to understand. Oil companies are raking in record profits right now. Record profits. And this is on monies earned before September. So think about what's going to happen now that the cost of gasoline is approaching $3.25, $3.50 a gallon, much higher in many other places. The Biden administration has been very, very good for big energy companies. They're getting massive profits to their bottom lines. They're doing the exact opposite of what they intended to do when it came to defanging these energy companies. Why is that? Somebody's benefiting. 704-570-1110, News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT.